Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Today's topic is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie political toast, or is he just like the big banks, simply too big to fall? Ha ha. A little snarky humor. Well, let's get right into it. New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie's administration's lane closures on the George Washington Bridge back in September of 2013 are more than likely going to stick a fork in his presidential aspirations. David Wildstein, the fired Port Authority official in charge of the bridge operations, came out this week and said that Christie was very aware of the closure operations, contrary to what Christie indicated in his recent two-hour epic press conference. Fort Lee, New Jersey Mayor Mark Sokolich, appearing on CNN recently, claimed that the lane closings, in hindsight, has all the earmarks of a political retaliation for his non-endorsement of Christie and his gubernatorial reelection campaign in 2013. The recent disclosure by Don Zimmer, the mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey, that Governor Christie's office, via the Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, pressured her to back an urban renewal project in close proximity to Hoboken. That would be the Rockefeller Group development deal, in exchange for Hurricane Sandy relief flood funds, would seem to corroborate Fort Lee Mayor Sokolich's accusations against the Christie administration. Suffice it to say that early on in Governor Christie's first term, he instructed his aides to draw up file folders with very detailed information on the mayors of 100 New Jersey cities, information such as the mayor's pet projects, their respective enemies and friends. Christie knew where to find a needle in a haystack in New Jersey politics. His reputation for personally approving legislation or filling state governmental positions was legendary and well known. Well, we have banks that are so big that in a sense they are too big to fail. Perhaps in the case of Chris Christie, we have someone who is too big to fall. Ha ha. Okay, I couldn't resist a little snarky humor here. Chris Christie has stepped into this swamp of corruption on his own volition and has only made it bigger, murkier, and even more pervasive, even by New Jersey standards. The coup de grace was this past week's Super Bowl festivities in New Jersey, where Governor Christie appeared in public to officially send off the next Super Bowl to Arizona. As soon as he began his remarks, the chorus of boos could readily be heard from the crowd. Christie now finds himself like Gulliver did with the Lilliputians. Although a large figure compared to the 6-inch tall Lilliputians, Gulliver was subdued by the diminutive little men. From the book itself, quote, Gulliver lies down on the grass to rest, and soon he falls asleep. When he wakes up, he finds that his arms, legs, and long hair have been tied to the ground with pieces of thread. In a word, Governor Chris Christie is akin to a beached whale as of this moment, and you can put the kibosh on his presidential aspirations once and for all. Sorry, David and Charles Koch brothers. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the inimitable, the Knight Rider, wishing you all a good afternoon. And as always, stay well, keep it lit. And now, we're signing off.